You recognize we serve a good God. He's a good God.
Yes,
all the time.
Hallelujah.
And all the time,
praise
He's a good God.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our good Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I do want to bring a few things to your attention. Wave announcement. Thank you so much for your response. I only see a few pieces of fruit hanging on the back trees back there. Man, I was telling Sister Rachel before service, I said, wow, it's amazing how that when you do something in a presentation like that, so nice and so well thought out, how the response is. Thank you. And we only have a few more fruit to pick to make sure we get all that we need. Again, this is a way that we're able to resupply our Sunday school department, children's ministry department with supplies that they need. And so thank you very much for doing that and responding so well. I see quite a few cans were taken this morning as well. She's for Christ cans, and thank you for that. You're a giving church, and thank you again for the presentation this morning, for the gift to my wife and I for our anniversary. I'm humbled, and I want you to know how much I appreciate it. And thank you very much. I will be honest with you. They say that confession's good for the soul. The bag was ripped. And so I got a few things out of there already. My wife told me, she said, I think we were probably supposed to wait for like the weekend to take this with us. And I said, yeah, I know, but those cookies look so good. I had to try the coffee that was in there. I mean, come on. So please forgive my unwillingness to belabor the longing anymore, and so I partook of those things. Thank you so much. God bless you. You're a wonderful group of people that we are privileged to pastor, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Also, one other thing coming up, August the 19th, which is a week from this coming Wednesday, we are having a back-to-school bash, and that is something that we take a Wednesday night service instead of having a traditional Wednesday night service. We take the time to interact with the kids, have games, activities. We're going to cook some hot dogs and potato chips and have drinks. And so it's something that we want to invite people out to, invite the community out. I know that there are some schools that are doing open house that night. So I think it just all works together and works out good. So if you would be willing to help in any way, do an activity, run a booth, cook, serve, whatever we need, any and all that can help us. This is a way that you can be involved. This is a way that you can, as Brother Wells preached Wednesday night, be first to the burden. Some of you are listening. And so if you would please go to Sister Robin, Sister Connie, and let them know, hey, I'm available. And maybe you have an idea of something you can do, and let them know. And so I'm sure that they would welcome any and all the help that they could get. And we thank you in advance for that. It was good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I do want to, again, I don't want to ever fail to say thank you to all of the hands that help make service happen. Thank you to response. We had quite a few visitors in the house this morning. Thank you for taking time to greet them and get to know them, make them feel comfortable. That's what it's all about. And it's refreshing. It's refreshing. I believe they're coming from any and all walks of life with all kinds of stuff, but I serve a God who's able to help anybody in any situation at any time. We got to be ready. I believe the harvest is ready. We need laborers, people who will work, people who will be first to the burden, people who will bear the cross of investing in the life of someone else. And so I thank you for that. I also want to say thank you to the musicians and singers who, whether you know it or not, on Sunday morning and Sunday night, they are here an hour early, practicing, spending time and pray before we practice. They are preparing to help us and to help you create an atmosphere of praise. And that's not a sacrifice that I take lightly. I appreciate that. And I want them to know as pastor that I very much appreciate their hard work, their effort. It is shown in what they do, service in, service out. And I am thankful, very thankful. If you have your Bibles, and you would be so kind. Stand with me, turn in your Bible to Ezekiel chapter number 37. Ezekiel chapter number 37, begin reading in verse number 1, read down through verse number 14. For many who've been around Bible teaching any length of time, you have probably heard this preached on, preached from. I know I've preached from it myself before, but I just want to maybe give a word of encouragement to someone here tonight, strengthen you, uplift your spirit, challenge you in the Holy Ghost. Ezekiel chapter number 37, beginning in verse number 1, says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." There was a lot of them. They were very dry. "He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. He said unto me again, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. And he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. He said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. I shall place you in your own land, and you shall know that I am the Lord, that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." I want to draw your attention. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord took Ezekiel and carried him into this valley. A valley that was full of dead, dry bones. The Lord spoke unto Ezekiel and said, "Ezekiel, prophesy upon these bones. Speak, Israel, or speak, Ezekiel. Speak in this valley of dead and dry things. Speak. I want to preach you upon this subject. Speaking life in a dead valley. Speaking life in a dead valley." Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we love you. God, I thank you for the opportunity to stand before this precious people. God, I thank you, God, for your spirit, God, which will give me the words to say, pardon to your people what you have given and planted into my heart and in my mind. God, I thank you for the many times that I've heard preaching along these lines, God, that has encouraged me, God, that has strengthened me. And I pray the same result would happen here tonight as we open your word, as we look therein, that we would leave here encouraged. And though some may find themselves in the midst of a valley of dead things, God, of dry, God, Lord, they would understand if they have but the faith to speak life in a dead valley, Lord, there can be an exceeding great army, Lord, that you have the power to resurrect. You have the power to restore, as only you can do. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor for who you are and what you do. In your name that is above every name, in the only saving name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. And everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Speaking life in a dead valley. Speaking life in a dead valley. We look upon this scripture and this passage, and often we refer to it as the vision of the valley of dry bones. It is that vision the Bible lets us know that came upon the prophet Ezekiel. And the Bible tells us in verse number 1, it says, the Lord, hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. Something we must note, something that we must consider in just the opening passage here, that it was the Spirit of the Lord, it was the hand of the Lord that was upon Ezekiel. He did not happen upon this place. This was not just some place that he ended up as a result of a journey. This was a place that God himself orchestrated. This was a place that God said, I'm going to put you here, Ezekiel, because I want it to be a teaching point. I want it to be a place in your life where you understand how I work and how I move. You see, there are times when we end up in dry places. There are times when we end up in dead valleys and we think we have done something wrong, or we have made a bad decision, or we have detoured in our walk in relationship with God. And though that may be the case as a result of our own choices, there are some times when the hand of the Lord is upon me, even in the midst of a valley of dead things. There are some times when I look at the situation and the circumstances surrounding my life, and I can't see a decision that I brought upon myself. It's just life. It's just a place that has happened. And if I'm not careful, I'll start blaming situation or circumstance. But what I really need to understand is that maybe it is the hand of the Lord that is upon me. Maybe it is God who has brought me to this place. Maybe it is God who has allowed these things to happen and allowed me to be where I am. And though I am in a valley, and though I'm in a dead valley and it's full of dry bones, that does not mean that God has forsaken me or God has left me to my own devices. What many times that means is that the hand of the Lord is upon me. That God has brought me to this place, this dead valley, to teach me something. He uses dead valleys. He uses those times when we see the surrounding circumstances and wonder why we are in the place that we are in. God uses those things to help. No mystery why some of the most comforting words that are said are found in Psalm chapter 23. Is, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. You need to understand, even if you're in a dead valley here tonight, even if you're in a dry place, you need to understand it just might be because the hand of the Lord is upon you, because God knows what he's doing in your life. Hand of the Lord is upon me. Verse 2 says, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. See, it's interesting to note, the Bible calls it an open valley. Had opportunity. Ezekiel, if you want to make an escape, buddy, you're not closed in.
You recognize that the hand of the Lord is upon you and it has brought you to this place, but you also need to recognize your surroundings. You also need to understand that while you are in the midst of a valley of very many bones and they are very dry, it's also an open valley. You see, God always leaves us free will. God always leaves us a choice, an opportunity to continue to stay where He has placed us, or an opportunity to say, oh no, Lord, I want out of this situation. I want out of this circumstance. What God wants us is to trust Him, that He knows what He's doing, and when the time is right. Ezekiel would have chosen to exit the open valley. He'd have never seen an exceeding great army if Ezekiel would have decided on his own, oh no, Lord, there's no use. This place is desolate. This place is dry. There's many dry bones. There's been a lot of casualties in this place, Lord. Take me away from here or let me escape. And the Lord says, oh, I brought you here for a reason, Ezekiel. Just stick around a little bit longer and you're going to see something miraculous happened. Might I say, as a word of encouragement to you tonight, you may look at this open valley and you may see where others have fallen prey to the enemy. You may see where others are casualties in this place. But I would that you would have the faith to say, wait a second, God has brought me here for a reason. Yes, I've surveyed the situation. Yes, He's caused me to pass it round about, and I see that there are many bones and they're very dry. But I, my own choice and my own choosing, even though it's an open valley, I should stay and see what the Lord would have me to do. Maybe there's a reason. There's always a reason why God does what He does, why God places us where He places us. And He said unto me, verse number 3, Son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel, you see the situation, you see these very many bones and how they're very dry. Can they live? Can these bones live? Do you believe that I have the power to resurrect what seems like it has no hope? Do you, Ezekiel, believe that these bones can live? Jimmy Tony, Illinois camp meeting, preached a message entitled The Origins of Greatness, and he used this passage in this text, and he talked about this verse, and he talked about how that when Ezekiel answered, it says, and I answered, oh Lord God. He said, you see, it's in the way you read it. Because we all have those oh Lord God moments. Oh Lord God, Thou knowest. I don't see any hope. I don't know how it can happen. In my own logic and in my own understanding, this is a desolate place. There's many dry bones. But oh Lord God, Thou knowest. You know whether or not these bones can live. You know whether or not there's still hope here in this situation. You know whether or not there's going to be something miraculous that takes place here. You know why You brought me here. You know why I'm here in this place. And You also know that I'm staying to stick it out. So, oh Lord God, You know. I would say to you tonight, if you're there in the valley and it's dry and it's dead, I would, when the Lord in the Spirit speaks unto you and says, hey, brother, hey, sister, you believe I can still work it out? Do you believe there can still be exceeding great army? Do you believe that these bones can live? I would that you would have enough faith not to say no, not to say, I don't think so, but you would look heavenward and say, oh, Lord God, Thou knowest. You know why You've brought me here. Verse number 4, and He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel, I brought you into this place, this valley that's full of very many dry bones. I've asked you, can these bones live? You have responded, oh, Lord God, Thou knowest. Here's where I'm going to have you step out on faith. Ezekiel, prophesy unto these bones and say, hear the word of the Lord. I never thought about this before, but I I thought about it and looking over this passage and praying concerning how God would have me to speak. I thought to myself, you know what? Something interesting about the human ear. The hearing bone is on the inside. You cannot see it. I know this because not too long ago, my daughter used a Q-tip to perforate her eardrum. And the doc looked inside. She said to me, she said, well, the hearing bone is intact. Hearing bone? Oh, that's a new one. I missed that one in anatomy class. There's a hearing bone inside the ear? Catch this, folks. Well, we think of the ear as what's on the outside, this piece of flesh. But in reality, there's no bone here on the outside. This is all cartilage. So when Ezekiel looks over this valley of dry bones, folks, he didn't see any ears. Prophesy unto these bones, Ezekiel. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Point of order. Ain't got no ears. Wait a second, Ezekiel. I don't think Ezekiel knew so much the anatomy of a human being, but I didn't know until just a few weeks ago that there's a hearing bone. But it's on the inside. It's not where you can see. And see, there's a lot of things when we see on the surface and we say, Lord, you want me to prophesy under these bones and say, hear ye the word of the Lord? They don't have any ears. I can't see the ears. There's just cartilage there, Lord. I don't see. How are they even going to hear? Wait a second. The Lord, the creator of the body, understands. Wait a second. There's very many bones, and I know they're very dry, and I know that you can't see the ear as a fleshly appendage, but guess what? I've created it on the inside of that cranium, on the inside of that skull. You might can't see it, Ezekiel, but there's a hearing bone there, and there's still life where you don't think there is. There's still possibility when you don't see any possibility. When all external evidence says, why would I prophesy to bones? They don't have any ears. Wait a second. On the inside, there's something that God says, I still know what I'm doing. Prophesy, Ezekiel. Stand up. Shred the air with your voice. Begin to speak. Begin to prophesy unto these bones. And though you don't see any ears, I want you to say, hear the word of the Lord. I would that we would have the faith in the midst of a valley of dead things, in the midst of a dead valley, that we would have the faith to stand up in the midst of our situation and say, hey, hear the word of the Lord. Doesn't matter what external evidence exists or does not exist. God still knows what he's doing. And if I'm willing to walk by faith and I'm willing to stand up in the midst of a dead valley and begin to speak life, hear ye the word of the Lord. What are you saying? Are you saying that when we are led of God in faith, there are things that are unseen? Yes, I believe that with all my heart. There's things you don't see on the surface. There's things happen in the spirit realm. I believe that when we get together as a body of believers, there's things happening in the heavenly that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, but God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit. Stand up, speak life in a dead valley and say, hear ye the word of the Lord. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and I will cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So, what are you going to do, Ezekiel? I told you. set you here for a reason. It's a teaching point in your life. I placed you here for a purpose, and I want you to prophesy into these bones and say, hear ye the word of the Lord. And I want you to say in faith, I will put sinews upon you, and I will put flesh upon you. And what I see now is disconnected and unjointed. What I see now is just a bunch of scattered casualties. What I see now is just a valley full of dry bones. I believe that if I will learn to speak life in a dead valley, if I will learn to just step out in faith and begin to pray and preach and proclaim, that guess what? All of a sudden, I can start believing. Even though all I see is surrounding me is dead things, I can believe that all of a sudden. Catch this, folks. Think about the process. Think about the way that it's said. Look at the verse. Look at what he says to prophesy. Look at what the Lord says. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. What are you getting at, Pastor? Simply this. It's the decomposition process in reverse. I don't know if you want to do a study. It's kind of gross, but I've done it. Study how a body decomposes. Don't do it while you're eating. There's some pretty insightful stuff in how a body decomposes. But I begin to think upon it. I begin to think about what the Lord told Ezekiel to speak. Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy, but I want you to prophesy in a certain order. You see, you don't say I'm going to put skin upon you first. You say I'm going to put sinews upon you first. And then I'm going to put flesh upon you. And then I'm going to put skin upon you. You see, Ezekiel, what you're doing is you're reversing the process. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And what you have, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Jesus said, listen, I've come to reverse the process. If you got the faith to start speaking life in a dead valley, if you've got the faith to believe that I can reverse the process, it doesn't matter how far gone you think they are. It doesn't matter if you look at it as just a valley of dead things. I've got the ability to reverse the process. So I say unto your bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. I'm going to put sinew on you. Then I'm going to put flesh upon you. Then I'm going to put skin upon you. And then I'm going to put breath in you. Woo! God has the ability to completely reverse the process. And what the enemy thought was destroyed, what the enemy thought was dead and gone. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know how it's deteriorated. You don't know how it's decomposed. You don't know how it's fallen apart. You don't know how disjointed and disconnected it is. I don't care. I know a God who can reverse the process. I don't see much hope, Pastor. I don't see much hope for my loved one. I don't see much hope for my child. I don't see much hope. Do you have enough faith to stand up and speak life in a dead valley? I believe God can do it. I believe God can do it. I believe He can reverse the process. Speak life. Speak life in the dead valley. Believe that God has the power to reverse the effects of sin. God has the power. Whew. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Oh, and I love this part. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. All of a sudden, a dead, silent valley where it was just me and the Lord. Pastor, I've been praying for a while and I heard nothing. There's been no response. I believe God can reverse the process. I've been praying for a while, Pastor. I've been believing. It's been silent. I've got not even a noise that there's anything happening or anything going on. I believe God can reverse the process. I believe I got faith to speak life in the dead valley. Hey, you just keep prophesying. You just keep speaking life in the dead valley. And before long, guess what? You'll start to hear a noise. Someone, they did what? They went where? They said what? Wait a second. That's a noise. I hear a noise happening. Maybe God's coming through here in this valley of dry bones. Maybe if I just have the faith to speak life in the dead valley, I'm going to start hearing a noise. Ezekiel says, as I prophesied, as I spoke life in this dead valley, as I believed and I preached and I prayed and I prophesied, all of a sudden, wait a second, I hear something. There's a noise. There's something going on. There's some evidence that something's happening. I hear a noise, and behold, a shaking, a rumbling. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't matter how far this bone had been separated from that bone. It doesn't matter how long they've been dead, how far they were disconnected. It didn't matter. Maybe the noise he heard was the sliding of bones across the sand. I don't know. I'm not trying to, take scripture and make it somewhere just woo. No, but maybe. God gave us imagination. We can use it. Maybe the shaking was when the bones would connect. All of a sudden, a rattling, a shaking is. Bones began to connect, and all of a sudden, this femur bone attached over here to this pelvis bone, and then all of a sudden it attached over here to the spine, and then in the rib cage attached to the spine, and then all of a sudden the humerus bone, and then all of a sudden the radius and the ulna, and they start coming together, and what I saw is disconnected and disjointed. All of a sudden I start hearing a noise, and now there's a shaking and there's a rumbling, and all of a sudden these bones start connecting. Yeah, if I have the faith to speak life in a dead valley, things that were disconnected and things that were disjointed, all of a sudden God's going to start bringing them back together. It may not be living yet. They may not have flesh yet, but guess what? Lord, let me see where some joints are coming together. Lord, let me hear the noise and behold a shaking. Where I'm willing to speak life in a dead valley, these things are happening and coming together. Oh, I believe if I just continue to speak life in a dead valley. When I beheld, lo, the sinews and flesh came upon them and the skin covered them above. There was no breath in them. This is great, God. This is amazing. This is miraculous. Things have joined and come together, and now sinews upon the bone and then flesh upon the sinew, and now skin covered them from above. But, Lord, they're not living yet. I found some hope. I've seen some things connect. I've seen some things materialize in their life. I've seen, if you will, some starting to. You're starting to flesh it out, Lord. I'm starting to see it, God. I'm starting to believe, but Lord, they're not living yet. They're not really doing that. They're not really living and breathing in you yet, Lord. But if I can just continue to speak life in a dead valley, if I can just continue to stay faithful and do what God has asked me to do, and though the evidence may be to the contrary, if I can start believing and seeing that God is bringing things together and God is joining things together, I can start hearing a noise and behold a shaking, and I'll see them. And though I may look and say there's no breath in them, Ezekiel, don't stop now, bud. Ezekiel, don't stop speaking now. Ezekiel, you've come this far. You've seen this much. I've fleshed it out, but don't stop now. Keep speaking life in a dead valley. This is what you need to do, Ezekiel. Prophesy. So I prophesied. He said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. Say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. I know there's numerous types and parallels in this passage of Scripture. There's some that believe, and I've heard it even said, that Ezekiel was looking ahead, and that God was revealing unto them the dissolution of the nation of Israel, and he was even showing them the Valley of the Dry Bones was an example of the Holocaust. I don't know. Could be. Though there are numerous types and shadows that no doubt could be applied in parallel with this passage of Scripture, I choose to parallel this. I choose to parallel if you're willing to speak life in a dead valley, if you're willing to continue to pray and prophesy and preach and press forward, you need to understand that before long, God will cause it to come together. It'll join back up. And though it may not happen exactly how you think it's going to happen, if you'll just continue to speak life in a dead valley and you'll prophesy and say, I believe it's going to happen. Before long, you'll see standing before you an exceeding great army. An exceeding great army. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. Passage 12, verse number 12 of our passage. The Lord speaks unto Ezekiel again. Parallels the house of Israel and Valley of Dry Bones. But then the Lord goes on to say this, and I never saw this before. Verse number 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. The first part of the vision. Ezekiel is shown a valley that's full of dry bones. The Bible doesn't say anything about those bones being buried. But now, Ezekiel, now, because you believed and you had faith to speak life in a dead valley, you believe that I could cause the bones to connect and sinew to come upon them and flesh to come upon them and skin to cover the flesh and put breath in them. You see an exceeding great army. You see, Ezekiel, I'm going to take it a step further. Even those things that are buried that you can't see. Those bones that lie beneath the surface. Bones that you can't even see scattered in the open valley. I am the Lord. And I'm going to open up the graves. things you thought were buried. Maybe I haven't even thought or considered or contemplated a long time. If you have faith to speak life in a dead valley, the Lord said, I'm going to open up your graves. And they're going to come up out of the graves, and you're going to know that I am the Lord God. It's one thing. See the beginning of a great army. It's one thing to see a valley that's full of dry bones. It's another thing to see a barren wasteland. Things are buried underneath. See, this is how you know that I am the Lord God. Things that have been buried, things that are not even above surface anymore, things that are, you think, long gone. I'm going to open up the graves and I'm going to bring them out. We serve an all-powerful God. He has the ability. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or even think. It's according to the power that worketh in us. I can have the faith to speak life in a dead valley where I can see the bones. Can I also have faith to speak life in a dead, barren wasteland where I see nothing? And believe that God has the power to even open up a grave and bring them out. Oh, you're getting all crazy on me. No, I'm just trying to convince you to speak life in a dead valley. I'm just trying to convince you to believe that God knows what he's doing and he's able. Just keep speaking life. Open up your mouth and say it. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Some of you right now need to start speaking your loved one's name into the heavenly. Some of you right now need to lift up your loved ones right now and speak life in a dead valley. Oh, I've run them off. I don't know if God can reach them. He can reach right down into the grave. Things that are buried. Things that are long since forgotten. God can do it. Speak life in a dead valley. Speak life in a dead valley. Open up your mouth and begin to pray and begin to beseech the throne of heaven. I believe. Hear ye the word of the Lord. He can reach into the very grave and pull it out. Jesus, I believe I speak life.
For you, Jesus, I'm hungry. For you, Jesus, I'm longing. For you, the Lord, you are all I want. I want the world to know that you live. Jesus, I'm desperate for you.
Speak life in a dead mouth.
Jesus, I'm hungry.
Speak life in a dead mouth.
For you. Jesus, I'm longing for you. The Lord you are, all I want. Presence, come and touch and raise every part of me. Make me new. Let your spirit to rape me. Jesus, I'm hungry for you. Jesus, I'm longing for you. 'Cause Lord, you are all I want. 'Cause Lord, you
life in a dead man. When you're praying for that seemingly dead situation, when you're praying for that lost loved one, that individual that you see no spiritual life in, just keep speaking life. Just keep speaking life. Just keep believing. Keep praying.
Yes.
Before long, you'll hear a noise. Ha. Huh. So thankful. So thankful. What started out as a valley of dry bones ended up an exceeding great army.
Jesus, amen.
See, this is what I believe. Some of our greatest soul winners spiritually lie dead and dormant, disconnected, disjointed. If we can continue to speak life, there's an exceeding great army that God has the power to raise up to do a work. We be obedient to His word. With faith, find the voice to speak life in a dead valley. Lord, we thank you for your word. I thank you for encouraging us in spirit. You're so great. You're so wonderful. It's an awesome privilege to serve you, to know you. Help me speak life. Speak life even in a dead valley. For even in the valley of the shadow of death, you're with me. And if you're with me, all things are possible. So I choose to speak life. I bless you for being in service tonight. And may go in the precious name of Jesus.